Hi, I'm Amy and I'm here with Jack, and we're at ICT in Education interviewing Stephen Howell, who's the Academic Program Manager for Microsoft.
What is the coolest thing about your role?
Hi, Jack. Hi, Amy. I've never been interviewed by Jack before, but I've been interviewed by Amy a few times. I think this is my fourth or fifth interview. Okay. So, is this your first interview, Jack?
Yeah.
You're doing really well so far.
Thank you.
Okay. So, what's the coolest thing about my role? Well, I have a very unusual role in Microsoft in that I get to talk to boys and girls like you and older people like teachers and professors, and I get to tell them about how they can achieve more with technology. Now, if you're a junior infant, achieving with technology might literally be just switching on the computer and getting something to appear on the screen. But maybe if you're your age, you want to do some more cooler things like programming and maybe computational thinking, which is a fancy way to say that computers aren't just for coding, they're also for solving problems with code. And that's a really cool thing because for me, I love seeing how people learn new things. And everyone learns differently. Some people, like me, only learn by doing. Some people learn by listening. Some people like to read it in a book. Some people like to watch a video of it. Okay, and everyone's different. For me, the really cool thing is when you see someone figure out something for themselves. That's really cool.
What can someone who's 13 like me do?
Okay, so I already know, Amy, you've done some pretty cool things because you came to a wearables workshop that I ran, and we use these little things called microbits, which you can buy. They're just tiny little computers and they have a little display on them, and you're able to put it into your clothes and get it to display how you're feeling. And that's something that we had 5-year-olds doing. Now, you're one of the older students, you were 13, but we had even 5, 7, 11-year-olds doing it. They were all able to do it. It was really cool. So I often meet people who say, that's all really cool, but I can't do that because, like, I'm only in second year or I'm only in sixth class. And the amazing thing about this technology is every year it gets easier and easier. So when I was your age, in order to do coding, you would have to do some pretty hard things. You would have to do some amazing amount of work just to get the basic little game going. Now you can write a whole game in Scratch and you can get it done in a day. That's so cool. And you can do that if you're 7, 11, 13. You can definitely do cool things.
Can you tell us a bit about your keynote?
Right, so today is a very different keynote for me because usually I'm talking about technology, but today I'm talking about how technology can help children who have autism and ADHD, which are things that make it very hard sometimes for them to concentrate in class and achieve their potential. Now, some students are highly gifted, they're exceptionally bright, and they're able to achieve great things. But because they have some social challenges or maybe focusing challenges, they don't reach their potential. I really want to talk to all the teachers here today. There's a lot of teachers here today. You've seen them. There's loads of them. It's very scary probably for you students. But these teachers, they're special teachers because they actually turned up on a lovely Saturday when they could be out having fun, and they're here at this conference because they want to learn how can we make a difference. And I want to tell those teachers that they've already made a difference just by coming here because they're going to learn something. Maybe they're going to meet you. Maybe they're going to be interviewed by you. Maybe they're going to meet me. Maybe they're going to hear something they didn't know before from Bernie Goldbach. You don't know. But what they're going to see is something which will help them be an even better teacher. They're already amazing that they're here. Imagine what they'll do, what they'll see here at this ICT Edu conference. And that's why I come here, because I always learn something new. And what I want to talk about in the keynote is I want to let them know that they're already doing an incredible thing just by being here. And I want them to know that even though they mightn't realize it, even though they mightn't be told, even though no one will say it to them, some child is probably really benefiting from the intervention they're making. And I want to make sure they're aware of it, and I want to give them some examples of children we've seen being really helped. And they had high-functioning autism and ADHD, and yet now they're really achieving their potential because of really special teachers like the ones here today.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.